With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett. Trouble traveling by rail continues between Britain and France.
Trains are running again through the Channel Tunnel between Europe and the UK after power malfunctions led to cancellations. Dina Modishaw is in a train station in London where it's
absolute chaos.
Her goal is to be with her boyfriend in northern France for New Year's Eve.
I was really excited to see him and I was really hoping that I was going to get there, but now I'm really not sure.
Eurostar, which operates passenger trains through the underseas tunnel, warned of continued possible delays and cancellations due to knock-on impacts from the severe disruption. I'm Ed Donahue.
Auckland is the first major city to ring in 2026 with fireworks from Sky Tower, with a display marking the start of the new year despite rain dampening celebrations. Drummers pounded on in the new year with a stampede of computer-generated horses, and that was shown over part of the Great Wall of China and elsewhere in Asia as they marked the start of 2026. Temple bells rang across Japan, and some climbed mountains to see the year's first sunrise. Hong Kong held subdued celebrations following a recent deadly fire, and Sydney saluted the new year with joy and defiance less than 3 weeks after Australia's worst mass shooting in almost 30 years. U.S. stocks slipped in afternoon trading Wednesday as Wall Street closes out a banner year for markets, driven by both optimism and uncertainty. The S&P was down 0.2%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 100 points or 0.2%, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 0.1%. The stock indices are coming off of a three-day losing streak. Trade is expected to be high ahead of the New Year's Day holiday, when the markets will be closed, with just one day trading left before the year ends. Most big investors are cautious. This is SRN News. Is your toddler on social media? Michael Harrington has this report.
According to a new study from the British government, nearly 40% of kids between the ages of 3 and 5 years old in the United Kingdom are on social media platforms regularly. We're talking about the big platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Snapchat. This report lands amidst growing concerns in the UK and the US and elsewhere about the harm social media is doing to teenagers, let alone kids who might not even be potty trained yet. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians in India celebrated Christmas last week, but it wasn't easy. More than 80 attacks on Christian celebrations took place across the country, led by radical Hindu groups. International Christian Concern reports that in the southern state of Kerala, which is generally considered a safe haven for Christians, a group of children taking part in a Christmas carol procession was attacked. Radical Hindus have vowed to kill all Christians and other religious minorities in India. More of these stories at srnnews.com. Long-serving Colorado lawmaker Ben Nighthorse Campbell has died.
Campbell stood out in Congress with his cowboy boots, bolo ties, and ponytail. He was a member of the Northern Cheyenne Tribe, a military veteran, a former Olympic judo athlete, cattle rancher, and jewelry maker when he was elected as a Democrat to Congress in 1986. While in the Senate, Campbell jumped to the Republican Party in 1995.
I've always been considered a moderate, to the consternation of the left wing of the Democratic Party. I imagine my continued moderacy will be now to the consternation of the right wing of the Republican Party.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And former Republican U.S. Senator John Kyle has announced his withdrawal from public life, citing a dementia diagnosis. Kyle said in a statement Tuesday that despite his diagnosis, he will remain a very fortunate man. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington.